This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says in the Quran,
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
Verily the true believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned to them, their hearts begin to tremble out of fear or love. And you will find that their iman increases. When they remember their Lord, their iman increases and they rely upon their Lord.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
And those who, when they do an indecent act or commit a wrong against themselves, they remember their Lord, and so they ask forgiveness for their sins sincerely from their heart. Allah says, and who is there that forgives sins other than Allah? Allah is the oft-forgiver. So long as you don't insist on continuing to do them over and over and over and over again. You insist. You say to yourself, I'm going to keep doing it. I'll repent and I'll keep doing it. You have to be sincere. So Adam alayhi salam, what did he learn from his Lord? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, and others of the companions, they tell us, or actually it's also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. They both said, oh our Lord, we wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And oh our Lord, if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be among the losers. They lost. They're not blaming Allah, they're not blaming Iblis, they're blaming themselves. We wronged ourselves. That's the correct methodology of the believer. You do not blame the shaitan, you do not blame Allah, you do not blame anyone but yourself. The first conditions of repentance is that you blame yourself. This sounds familiar to the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, when he walked away from his people without the permission of his Lord, thinking that he was doing the right thing. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach him a lesson. He punished him by the big fish, the whale that swallowed him. And he stayed in the stomach of the whale among the glorifiers. Yusabbih, Subhanallah, Zalamtu anafsi, all of these words. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. When Zannun, Yunus went, and he thought that we will not punish him because he thought he had done something good. فَنَادَى فَنَادَى
فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
He said, glory be to you, my Lord. There is no God worthy of worship but you. I have wronged myself. Rasulullah says, anyone who says this dua and is in hardship, there is no way out except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve you from your hardship. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa said this. Allah forgave them and bestowed His mercy upon them and forgave them when they admitted and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.